It is 9:32 here on a Thursday morning, a shortened morning for us because of the women's cricket, but doesn't take away the quality, and we're adding to that now, and that is we're going to talk Super Rugby. And the Blues have a chance to go top of the Super Rugby table tomorrow night when they take on the Force at Eden Park. They currently sit second with a 5-1 record, but many believe we're yet to see the Blues at their very best. So to look under the hood of the bonnet and have a look at where they're at the moment, we're joined now by one of the most popular men in New Zealand rugby's Blues assistant coach these days after being a cult hero for Taranaki and the Hurricanes, and immensely popular and respected man, and Paul Tito. Paul, good morning to you and thanks for your time.
Cheers, Vinny. Shit, that was some kind words. I've never heard that from my kids before, so that's good.
No, I've always been a big fan of yours. You know that, mate. So, hey, look, captain's run today, I would imagine. How are the players looking at this match? I mean, on paper, it's a match you should win, but you've made a host of changes for various reasons leading into it.
Yeah, we got a bit dinged up by Moana, to be fair. You know, when you play them, it's always a physical game, and we lost a couple. So, you know, there's a lot of changes. We don't take these guys lightly. We know that a couple of years ago in Perth, you know, they nearly knocked us over, and last year was fairly similar to late in the game. So, mate, they're a tough bunch. I've been over there and coached them before, and they're coming here confident. They flew over straight from Fiji to get out of there after the rain, and they've trained well all week, and they're looking to come out here and get the job done.
You've worked in the assistant coaching role and around a few squads now. Tell us a little bit about the Vern Cotter way, the style that Vern Cotter brings to the Blues and your coaching group as a whole.
He's really detailed around the fundamentals of the game, exiting well, especially after taking points, getting out of your own zones. Carry clean and body height is a real thing that he goes for, even around, you know, walkthroughs around the line out with the mall stuff, you know, just always dropping our body height to be able to win those collisions. So, you know, I think that's two areas that he's really honed in on, and, you know, and he goes and gets it every training. So the boys understand that, and, you know, we've definitely improved in that space, and it'll be one that'll be important tomorrow night.
Let's look at Blues overall, as I said, sitting second on the table. We've flown a little bit under the radar, I think, and you'd probably prefer it this way because, let's be honest, in the media, the focus really has been on the demise of the Crusaders more so than the fine performances of other sides. But you find yourself in second, but are you happy? How close to the performance you'd really like to see have you been?
Yeah, to be fair, I don't think we've had an 80-minute performance, but I think we're doing the basics a lot better. You know, our set pieces have been going well for us. You know, just the little things in our game, it looked like they're building nicely. Obviously, this week we've got a few changes, so, you know, the cohesion could be somewhat missing a little bit at the start, but that's no excuse, but I think we're building nicely, Smitty, to be fair. You know, next week we've got a bye, and we're not looking forward to that. We respect the Force, like we've said before, and it's a big game for us tomorrow night to make sure we would go into that bye week to regenerate and get away from the game and then come back and really pick it up where we need to be going.
Got a nice young locking combination tomorrow. Tell us a wee bit about that.
Yeah, I think Lachlan McFennell, most people know from a bit of a rock star when he was a young guy down in Hamilton. I had the pleasure of coaching him at the Chiefs 20, so I knew a bit about him. He just had a bad run of injuries, really, and really bad. You know, he's had a tough few years, and we've managed to get him up north. And, you know, he came in a little bit undercooked in the preseason, but he went home over Christmas, and he's come back much better athlete and a real mindset to work hard. And, you know, he's backed it up, and, you know, I think he's played more games for the Blues than he has for the Chiefs now after having 5 years in the Chiefs environment. So, you know, I think that's a good sign. He's playing rugby. He's getting better and better each week, and we're enjoying what he's doing. Josh Berry, big human being, good Northland man, went went to school in Auckland. You know, big future, most probably a lock that we don't have these days, a big, big body, like a big French tight head lock. You know, moves well, he gets around, he's got a good skill set, but, you know, a real big human being, and someone that we're looking to develop further on and push for higher honours in his later years.
I would imagine, you know, if you look at the loose forward trio you've got tomorrow, that, of course, is Dalton Papali'i, Akira, and, of course, you've got Hoskins here as well. Now, this is a pretty experienced unit now, but if you are to win Super Rugby, it has to be their time. And is the acid going on them? Do you put the acid on those guys as a unit?
Yeah, I think there's real competition for place at the moment within that crew. I thought Adrian Choate was very good on the weekend. You know, he brings that real physicality on the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, the three guys that we've got playing in the weekend, like you said, are our most experienced loose forwards, but the microscope is on them because they know they need to perform, because we've got him, we've got Chody, we've got Anton Signer chomping at their heels if they're not performing. So, you know, I think Hoskins has started the competition really well, especially on the attacking side of the ball. He's a freak of an athlete, and he can do things that other people can't do, e.g. going to play at 12 in the weekend, finishing the game out at the back. So, you know, his skill set's amazing, but, you know, he's got to be making sure he's doing that on both sides of the ball. Aki gets an opportunity, and we need him carrying that ball and getting us over the gain line so we are able to play our game.
What are the four spring tomorrow night in terms of a threat?
Man, they're dogged. They don't go away. You know, if you give them opportunity, they'll be there to the end. You know, they're a proud team. They've gone away to Fiji, and obviously tough day at the office for them with the conditions. Not something that they're used to over in Perth. But mate, they're a team that if you allow them with Nick White to dart and around the rucks and break your D line up, it can be a tough day at the office. So. But we know that. We need to look after him first and foremost, but our set piece has to operate really well. You know, they've got a great defensive line out, and their attacking line out's been going bloody good as well. So the set piece battle will be bloody interesting.
We've got, just looking at the back line, a number of changes enforced mostly through injury. So I'm looking at Stephen Perifetta with the shoulder, Mark Talia, the ribs, Finlay Christie with the groin, Bryce Heem with concussion. Not something that you know any team wants en masse like that, but who are the most worrying ones going forward, do you think?
Yeah, obviously there's been a bit of chat around Stevie. I actually don't know what that looks like at the moment. The doc's working tirelessly to sort that one out and get a proper diagnosis of that. So, you know, nothing to report there. But, you know, I mean, like Bryce got a friendly fire by one of the boys. So, you know, he'll have this week off, and the timing might be right for this bye for him to be not too far away. Mark will be the same. You know, 2 weeks is a long time to have off, and hopefully we'll get those guys back sooner rather than later.
Right, let's just look at going forward. So as you say, you've got the bye, and then you've got a real Australian mix, and they have, it seems to a certain extent, some of them look like they might have turned the corner a wee bit. So you've got the Brumbies at home, the Reds away, the Rebels away, and then the Canes bring back the New Zealand Derby as far away as I think about the 11th. Of May, so a long time before you taste New Zealand again, but certainly an Australian grouping to come forward.
Yeah, interesting how that's worked out, but you know, I mean, I think the Brumbies are the Brumbies. You know, they're a good quality team. On their day, they can, you know, like last year, we struggled at set piece against them, and we gave them too many opportunities in our own half. So we know that'll be a tough battle. And then, you know, we're on tour for 10 days, actually. We're going to Aussie and staying over there. And so I think that'll be good for us. You know, the Reds are playing some good footy, new setup with their head coach. And I think they've really turned the corner, like you said, Smitty. They're playing some really different rugby, which is pleasing to see in Super Rugby. And then followed by the Rebels, who, you know, they don't look like they're closing the doors in June, July. But, you know, they had a good win in the weekend, and will be confident, and at home they'll want to put on a performance for their own crowd.
Are you happy when you look out the window at the way the game is being officiated? Do you see an upping in the tempo? Do you see the ball in play a little bit more this season so far?
I think everyone's trying to do this. You know what I mean? Conditions, Smitty, in sport are always a big factor, as we know. You know what I mean? You know, driving to the game a couple of weeks ago, it'd been a beautiful day, and then we're in the bus and it starts persisting down. So, you know, we've got to be smart. We've got to change the game plan. We need to change the way that we play. Otherwise, you're going to play this brand of footy that you want to play, but you normally come second if you do that. So I think that's a factor that people need to take into consideration, is actually the conditions sometimes will dictate that.
How are you liking Auckland? You know, is it Taranaki?
I'm actually really enjoying the 09 lifestyle. For the first time in a long time, my wife and my kids have moved to Auckland, and we're really enjoying it. We spend less time in the car in Auckland than we do in Taranaki, so that's been a positive. It's all about location for me and proximity to schools and work and stuff like that. So I've really nailed that. So my wife's happy.
That's interesting. You're one of the few people that can talk that favourably about it. You must be very new. The other thing about it, Paul, is this week, of course, and for yesterday morning, and I'm asking you because you did the same role as this bloke. Sam Whitelock's knocked it on the head. He said, enough. Finally made the decision. Not an easy one to make. You had to go through that sort of thing yourself. But memories of Sam Whitelock, I'd love to hear those.
Yeah, legend of our game, eh? Like, and for me, a real giver of the game. I remember coaching his brother on pole and him jumping on our Zoom and helping us with our line-out stuff, you know? Like, just a quality gentleman who had real pride in his profession. How many games did he play for the All Blacks? The most? How many performances, how many quality performances did he put out there? You know, to coach against him, an absolute nightmare, a real competitor and a real pest in the defensive line-out. So, yeah, you know, I'm sure there's many a coach that would say the same thing, and that's just a massive kudos to him and what he's done for our game and the All Black game. And, you know, I'm sure it won't be the last time we've seen him involved in the game, hopefully. You know, he'd have a lot to offer somewhere along the line. But, you know, just huge respect to what he's done.
Great to talk to you, Paul. Thanks very much for those words too about Sam. I think it's a really popular reflection on a decent old 80-minute man as well. Hey, cool, man. Nice to catch up. Great that you're enjoying Auckland, and I think you're sneakies this year, and maybe better than sneakies. I think you're a massive, massive chance. So all the best as the season unfolds. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, buddy. Thank you very much.